Good evening. Everyone's very excited tonight, I can tell. Welcome to tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, December 17th, 2019 at 7 p.m. here in Town Hall. We'd all please rise for the invocation by Reverend Rick Sergi of Emmanuel EC Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father, I thank you for each person that's gathered here tonight, for every area of the city business that they represent. I pray, Lord, that your blessing would be upon them, upon their families, for the time that they've given. I pray that you would give them the energy to run the course that you've asked them to run, that you give them wisdom for each decision that they have to make on behalf of this community. I pray for harmony and unity in the discussions tonight. And Lord, ask, O God, that you would just help in each and every decision that's made, that this place, this community, would be a place of blessing for each and every person, whether they work here, whether they recreate here, whether they live here, that this would be a place of harmony and unity and a place of peace. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend Sergi. Clerk, would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Present.
Mr. Groen?
Present.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Waldron?
Present. And just want to announce, prior to the adjournment of, after the adjournment of the City Council meeting tonight, City Council will meet in the executive session of the Mayor's Conference Room at the request of the administration. The purposes of the executive session is for councils to receive an update from the administration on potential litigation. We have no minutes seeking approval this evening. Moving to public comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. We have one, pardon me. Sure.
Let me get my good in uniform here. I'm representing the Bethlehem Detachment of the Marine Corps League. This, the 19th and the 20th at 9 a.m., anyone in the room is invited to be at the Salvation Army on 8th Street in Allentown to help Santa deliver packages of toys to the moms who will come to the Salvation Army. Want to go? Contact me on Facebook, Doug Graves. And I'll put your name in the hopper and people to expect. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. And we'll move on to first public comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. First name on our list is Alan Loker.
Good evening. First, let me explain why I'm wearing this uniform. I've been a Civil War reenactor for 27 years. And a student of American history for twice that time. And when Ed Gallagher was looking for people to do Bethlehem moments, and I saw what month and what day I would do it, I knew exactly what I would speak about tonight. Bethlehem's Moravian history is well known, and its preserved buildings, the Gemeinhaus, Single Sister's House, Single Brother's House, and the Colonial Industrial Quarter, to name a few, have earned the Moravian Historic District the distinction of consideration as a World Heritage Site. Bethlehem's place in the Revolution is enshrined in the Patriot Graves, memorialized in the tomb of the unknown Revolutionary War soldier. The Moravians were pacifists in principle and were recognized as such by the Continental Congress. Most of the men paid a fine rather than fight. By the time of the Civil War, though, attitudes had changed, and many a Bethlehem boy willing to fight against a rebellion against constitutional authority stepped forward to serve in the Union Army. The Synod of the Church passed several resolutions in directly supporting the Union cause, effectively making it a just war. The firing on Fort Sumter in April 1861 led to Lincoln's call for 75,000 volunteers to serve 90 days, and Company A, 1st Regiment Pennsylvania Volunteer Infantry, drawn from Bethlehem, was quickly formed and sent to Washington to protect the Capitol. Pennsylvania answered Lincoln's call for additional troops as the war progressed and the conflict widened by filling three-year regiments and shorter-term nine-month regiments. Among those regiments was the 129th Regiment, Pennsylvania Volunteer Infantry. Company C of the 129th was recruited in Northampton County and included many Bethlehem men. The regiment was organized on August 15, 1862, to serve for 9 months. Politicians wanted to avoid a draft at all costs and calculated that shorter service commitments would be easier to fill than 3 years or during the war. After being hastily armed and equipped, Company C and trained to Alexandria, Virginia, arriving on August 18th. 2 weeks later, it was under fire during the Battle of Second Bull Run, but not really engaged in combat. 2 weeks after that, the regiment marched to Sharpsburg, Maryland, arriving on the field along Antietam Creek, but too late to participate in that fighting. At the end of October, the 129th marched into Virginia until it arrived opposite Fredericksburg. On December 13th, the regiment crossed the Rappahannock River with its division, marching through the town to its assault position in full view of an open field. Advancing, the brigade, which included the 120th Regiment, halted in low, open ground and was ordered to lie down, where it came under artillery fire. Rising up, the division formed in line of battle with the brigade in two lines and the 129th Regiment on the left front. This was the regiment's trial by fire, experiencing serious action for the first time, as it advanced over open ground, over the bodies of the dead and wounded, in the face of incessant musketry and artillery fire, poured an enemy behind a stone wall. In a matter of minutes, the regiment lost 142 killed and wounded. Among them were the sons of old Bethlehem families such as Benner and Luckenbach. We should pause to consider the courage it took to make that charge, knowing full well that the five previous charges were driven back with heavy losses. They went forward with fixed bayonets without waiting to load their muskets, intent on giving the Confederates the cold steel. The division succeeded in getting closer to the stone wall than any other Federal assault. Caps from the 129th Regiment were found within a few yards of the stone wall. Those Bethlehem boys had seen the elephant and showed their mettle. Retreating in semi-darkness into the town, the regiment recrossed the river under fire and went into camp. After suffering the misery of Burnside's mud march in January 1863, the 129th took part in the Battle of Chancellorsville, fighting on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 1863, even though the term of service of many of the men had expired. The regiment's term of service having fully expired on May 6th, the remains of Company C arrived in Easton on May 18th to the welcoming arms of its citizens. All of the Company C men who were killed or wounded during their nine-month service suffered their fate at Fredericksburg. Later that summer of 1863, the Federal troops at Gettysburg crouched behind a stone wall on Cemetery Ridge, cried out, "Fredericksburg, Fredericksburg," as Pickett's division advanced across an open field into a storm of bullets and artillery fire. Thank you for that. And the only other thing I'd like to add is today is one of the days of the Battle of the Bulge. It's the 75th anniversary. And on this day, 75 years ago, my father-in-law, Harold A. Miller, Captain in an anti-aircraft battery, was fighting for his life along with many, many other Americans. And it would be well to keep them in mind. There are so few of them left now. I have no doubt there were men from Bethlehem who fought in that, and we should thank them all for their service. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. We have no other names signed up for first public comment, so I'll start on this side of the room. Is there anyone who'd like to make comment on anything not being voted on this evening? Center? Yes, sir.
My name is Mark Valle-Cavada. I know that fireworks have been made legal for citizens of Bethlehem. to use, and they are not supposed to be shot off between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. I also know that Chief DeLuzio has strongly suggested that people be considerate of others when they are using fireworks. But there are lots of people are not following the law. I am here to ask the City Council to ban fireworks within Bethlehem city limits because veterans might have PTSD and the fireworks cause them to have flashbacks. My mom is a veteran and served in combat. When does she hear fireworks when she is not ready for them? She gets reminded of her time in Iraq. I don't like it because it makes me sad. I know my mom isn't the only veteran in Bethlehem with PTSD. I would like to ask the city council to ban fireworks, please. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mark. Thank you for coming this evening. Is there anyone else in the center who'd like to speak, Mr. Sharp?
Bill Jarre, 1898th Avenue. Last time I spoke about aggressive driving, which is worse than when I grew up here. I've noticed this past week it's even worse right now. I'm sure others have noticed it too. Tonight, just coming here, coming down New Street, I was at Broad, the light turned green. Now, I've driven enough to know that when the light turns green, you do not automatically go without checking to make sure somebody's not running the red light the other way. Well, someone ran a red light, and it wasn't a case of that the light turned red in the middle of the intersection. The light was red before that car entered the intersection because they had a green. Now, if it had just been the one car, I wouldn't be standing here. But there was another one coming the other way doing the same thing. So I think we need to pay even more attention than usual right now during this season of goodwill towards men, but we need to pay more attention to the terrible, terrible driving that's going on. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the center? Yes, Mr. Intox.
Stephen Intox, 77 Ridge. If a visitor or a tourist drove down Broad Street, took a left on Main, and proceeded across the Fay Bridge, and then took a left on 3rd Street, they would probably ask someone in a restaurant or bar, whatever, what town am I in now? Because if you do it, and I suggest you all try it, you'll feel you are in another community. Why? The lights. Broad Street, Main Street, very glorious. Brilliant white lights wrapped around trees on poles. And you take a left on 3rd. The best term I can come up with is depressing. Really depressing. The paltry display the lights. There are small trees with colored lights, 4 at each intersection, with the other area between the intersections devoid of any decoration. It's pitiful. Good grief.
Is
How can I turn this damn thing off?
Getting back to what I was saying, why the lights in the first place? Back in 37, and I may have said this before, and this is repeating what you may already know, Vernon Malhotto, Sephardic Jew who knew discrimination, and Mrs. Grace were acutely aware of the animosity between the boroughs, and they devised the lights of Bethlehem. And the scheme was uniform lights on both sides of the river, so that if you drove from Broad to Main to Third, it was continuous, and you felt you're still in the same city. And the only white lights at the time were on Church Street. Each window of the Moravian Seminary had a white candle. So that the present lighting system, what it essentially is doing is harking back to the days of the borough mentality. And that, in a sense, is another true spirit of Bethlehem, because Bethlehem is the two boroughs combines the city, which was against their wishes. And the only reason it became a city is because Mr. Charles Schwab forced the city, the boroughs, to join because it was in the best interest of Bethlehem Steel. There is a plan. I was given good information by the Community Development Office that a study was done to implement a new lighting scheme, and I was kindly afforded pictures of those scenes. But apparently the lighting hasn't changed because of lack of funds. So, in the spirit of the season, I think it'd be wise that the city revert to the scheme and hope that this plan will not fall by the wayside as all other plans going back to the 50s and 70s, where the South Side was given equal treatment, has fallen by the wayside, so that lighting next year should be a high priority, so that people who come to Bethlehem and cross that bridge will feel they're still in the same city.
Is there anyone else in the center who'd like to make comment on anything not being voted on this evening? Moving on to the side of the room. We'll transition to second public comment on resolutions and ordinances to be voted on this evening. We have no names previously signed up, so anyone who'd like to make comment starting on this side on any ordinance or resolution on tonight's agenda? In the center? Over here? Very well. Any old business from members of council? Moving to communications, communication 6A.
A memorandum from Mark Sivak, Director of Budget and Finance, with an attached resolution with various proposed recreation fee increases that are part of the 2020 proposed budget.
Resolution 10A is on the agenda. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from Council President Adam Waldron with attached proposed ordinances amending Article 531 and 533 of the codified ordinances related to various parking fines and meter penalties.
Bill 57 and 58 are on the agenda for first reading this evening. Communication 6C.
A memorandum from City Councilman Brian Callahan with an attached proposed ordinance establishing a new article of the codified ordinances designed to prohibit certain employment practices that contribute to gender-based wage inequality.
We'll refer this to the Human Resources and Environment Committee for review. I have a few reports this evening. Councilmatic appointments. Report 7A1.
I, Adam Waldron, do hereby reappoint Lynn Fryman Rothman to the membership on the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council. The appointment is effective until January 2023. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Clark.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Reynolds?
I just wanted to state that I'm happy that Ms. Rothman wants to serve again. As someone who attends most of the EAC meetings, she does an excellent job. She gives a lot of her time. And I couldn't be happier that she wants to continue to serve. And I know that I and everybody in the EAC appreciate Mr. Waldron bringing it forward again. Thank you.
I would echo those remarks by Mr. Reynolds. Ms. Rothman has really taken the EAC and re-energized it in the past few years. I think under her leadership, she's really rallied a good group around her, which you'll see in some of the other appointments that are coming forward and some of the initiatives that they're taking on. So I just hope the votes are there for her this year. The clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Report 7-82.
I, Adam Waldron, do hereby reappoint Elizabeth Behrendt to membership on the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council. The appointment is effective until January 2023. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Cologne.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Report 7-83.
I, Adam Waldron, do hereby reappoint Elizabeth Shiomsky to membership on the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council. The appointment is effective until January 2023. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Cologne.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Report 7-84.
I, Adam Waldron, do hereby appoint Benjamin Guthrie to membership on the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council. The appointment is effective until January 2022. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Cologne.
Discussion? This is a new appointment to the EAC. And we look forward to Ben serving in his new role. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Report 7-85.
I, Adam Waldron, do hereby appoint Benjamin Felser to membership on the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council. This appointment is effective until January 2021. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Cologne.
And that is not a mistake. We have two Benjamins who are going to be joining the EAC, both first-time members, so we thank them for their service and look forward to them contributing to the EAC. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Thank you. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one administrative order, number 34. I hereby reappoint Anne McHale, Secretary of Lane, Bethlehem, to the Bethlehem Revitalization and Improvement Authority, support is effective through October 2024. Ms. McHale's here.
Discussion? Oh, pardon.
And the resolution again. Oh,
Dr. Van Wert, and then Mr. Reynolds.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I reached out to Mrs. McHale because I'm trying to continue to build this relationship between the authorities and the council. We had a really delightful conversation. I was very happy to hear that she supported moving the Cruise Authority meetings to a later time so that working people could attend, and she was very kind to listen to my concerns about the utilization of the leftover Cruise acres at Martin Tower. We spent a lot of time talking, and I'm very comfortable and happy that she continues to serve the city of Bethlehem. Thank you very much, and I'll be supporting her tonight.
I was just going to say I want to thank Ms. McHale for coming out today. She's busy, and I know she brings a lot of experience to this position, and I just wanted to say I wanted to thank her for coming out to the meeting and for your service.
Mr. Bedoni, I'm sorry to cut you off there.
Resolution to confirm is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Cologne.
Any other discussion? Thank you. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Mr. Callahan?
Thank you. The Finance Committee met today at 6 p.m. here in Town Hall. We received a presentation from the city's auditors on the audit and documents for the year ending December 31st, 2018. Respectfully submitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Moving on to ordinances for final passage this evening. We have several, mostly pertaining, well, I guess all pertaining to the budget for 2020. First is Ordinance 8A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the general fund budget for 2020. Bill 45, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8B.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the water fund budget for 2020. Bill 46, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8C.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the sewer fund budget for 2020. Bill 47, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8D.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Golf Course Enterprise Fund budget for 2020. Bill 48, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Mr. Callahan?
Thank you. I'm going to be voting no on this. I don't think anybody's been more supportive of the golf course and pushing to get things done and on the right course over there. I think myself and Mr. Evans started this 2 summers ago, and with council's willingness, we got that bond approved, and a lot of good things are going over there. But the one thing that and the reason why I will be voting against this tonight is because if you look at item 6A in tonight's agenda, it lists all the fees, the recreation fees, and there's not one fee on here where we don't have a separate fee for children and adults. So later on, not tonight, I'm going to be voting no on this, but later on at later time, I think we should be looking at doing whatever we can to encourage children to get off their electronic devices, get out of their house, and be active outside. And I think the only fee, recreation fee that we have that does not provide a child or youth fee is the driving range. And I think we should be doing that. So I'll be voting no tonight. Thank you.
Mr. Conn, I just want to make sure that you're aware that the fees are not tied into the ordinance or budget.
Right.
Okay. The clerk, would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
No.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 6-1. Ordinance 8E.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Liquid Fuels Fund budget for 2020. Bill 49, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Oh. Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8F.
Ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2020 capital budget for non-utilities. Bill 50, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Groen?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8G.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2020 capital budget for water utilities. Bill 51, 2019 is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8H.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the 2020 capital budget for sewer utilities. Bill 52, 2019, is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8.
Aye. An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Community Development Block Grant Budget for 2020. Bill 53, 2019, is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8J.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, adopting the Stormwater Fund Budget for 2020. Bill 54, 2019, is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8K.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for all city purposes for the year 2020. Bill 55, 2019, is sponsored by Mr. Reynolds and Dr. Van Wert.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Ordinance 8L.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, authorizing and ratifying an amendment to an agreement for intergovernmental cooperation known as the Amendment to Intermunicipal Water Service Agreement between Northampton Borough Municipal Authority, Bethlehem Authority, and the City of Bethlehem. Bill 56, 2019, is sponsored by Mr. Cologne and Ms. Negron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. New ordinances, which are new in theory, but we have revisited these two in some conversations, but we'll introduce Bill number 579A.
An ordinance amending Part 5, Title 5, Article 531, Section 531.99 to increase the amount of fines for parking violation and repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinances inconsistent herewith. Bill 57, 2019 is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey-Smith and Mr. Cologne.
So essentially, this is what we passed back in November. This specific ordinance is in front of us, Article 531. There was a couple small little tweaks that we didn't really consider in our discussions, which were increasing the overages, the fines that are assessed after, I believe it's 14 days or 10 days, and then 30 days. Those have went up in $5 increments as well. But it doesn't much change the conversation that we had, but in theory, just some of the verbiage within the ordinance. So it was a little bit of a miscommunication between the offices as things were getting shifted around. So this is what we passed back, I guess last month now, in November. And then looking ahead here, the next ordinance, 9B, this is the ordinance for the enforcement of overages at the parking meters, which we did not pass last month. Again, there was a little bit of a miscommunication between the offices. So this, we essentially had some pretty rigorous conversation and discussion about. This is not a change in any regard to the discussions that we had as far as those increases of $5 from the big meat and potatoes of the conversation from that $10 to $15 increase. This is more of a housekeeping issue. And after talking with the parking authority as well as Solicitor Spurk and in our office, we felt it made the most sense, it was cleanest, at least in our end, to advertise and vote on both of these together, even though essentially there's no changes to what our discussions were back in October and November, and actually looking all the way back into 2018, it's all essentially all the same information that we had previously, but packaged up into two ordinances that are accurate to what the parking authority was requesting and essentially what we thought we were deliberating and voting on. So that's why these are back in front of us again. Not to reopen a wound that we didn't want to revisit, but it's something that we felt we had to get correct so that way the ordinances could be in effect and the parking authority could implement the ordinances as we discussed and we voted on last month in November. So I wasn't sure, obviously, if any other council members have comments or aware that the votes went the way they did, and I would expect they would be similar as this is really no new information. But if there's anybody who wants to add anything, they're welcome to do that now. Dr. Benmore?
I just will clarify for the record, I did not support this last time, and I will not be supporting it again this time, housekeeping issues notwithstanding. Just why I'm not supporting it is the same as the last time, and my objections to the overall plan from the BPA in terms of how we manage our city's parking system to benefit the citizens who live here primarily. So that's all. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Nay.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Nay.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 5-2. Ordinance 9B.
An ordinance amending Part 5, Title 5, Article 533, Section 533.99 to increase the amount of fines for overtime parking violations and replacing all ordinances or parts of ordinances inconsistent herewith. Bill 58-2019 is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey-Smith and Mr. Colon.
Again, this is the increase in fines for overtime at parking meters, which we had a large conversation about, but in theory never actually passed the ordinance, so that is what this is doing, increasing those fines from $10 to $15, which is what our conversations were dating back to 2018. And if the clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Nay.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Nay.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 5-2. Resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the swimming pool, sand island, tennis, league field, fitness in the park, pavilion rental, summer day camp, and facility rental for special event fees are hereby adopted as listed in the attached Exhibit A and made a part hereof. Be it further resolved that the rates listed are effective beginning January 1st, 2020. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey-Smith and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? The clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10B.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 99 West Broad Street to install vinyl decal store signage. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey-Smith and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 1 East Church Street to install vinyl decal store signage on 2 windows. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey-Smith and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Walder?
Aye. Passes 7-0. New business. The council reorganization meeting has been scheduled for Monday, January 6, 2020. There will be no meeting on Tuesday, January 7th. That is our typical schedule, which is mandated by law, that we must have our first council meeting of January on the first Monday that's available, unless it's the 1st of January, then it gets pushed. So the council meeting will take place on Monday, January 6th, and we will have swearing in of council members and the reorganization for selection of council president and vice president. Any other new business from members of council? Mr. Callahan.
Thank you. I know we're going into executive session right after this meeting, and I don't want to get into personnel issues, but I do want to ask a couple questions or things that are public already. So we unfortunately, Mayor, had someone pass away. Can commit suicide down in our basement 4 months ago, and nobody on council that I know was notified. And I just found that, we're always talking about transparency here, and why no one on council was notified of it is it's disturbing. So I don't know. I passed out to council today. The last time this happened in City Hall was on January 18th, 2001. And it was released to the press and to the council the very next day. The standard operating procedures in the counties, in Lehigh County Jail and also Northampton County Jail, is it's released immediately. So I don't know where the miscommunication was. I don't know why no one on council was informed about it, but it's deeply disturbing. So I don't know if you want to talk about it here. I know we're going up the cap. I don't want to talk about any personnel issues down here. I'm just talking about the actual incident and the notification to council.
My comment is we'll be discussing it in executive session. It's a personnel issue.
I'm not talking about the personnel issue. I'm talking about the actual activity, which is public, and it's been reported by the press. Do you agree? I mean, should we have been notified?
I'm not going to make any comment on that.
Is there any other new business for members of council? Dr. Benmore?
I just have a request from an IT perspective. We have this great website, and I'd like to make it as functional as possible for the citizens. And I've had multiple people request, and I thought it was a great idea, so I said I would bring it up at council, and we can talk about it in any other way we need to. But a lot of the activity that I do on my personal Facebook page is just posting agendas and posting meeting changes and posting meeting announcements. And it's difficult sometimes for citizens to know when there's been a meeting change because they don't go and check the city agendas every day and meeting agendas. So the suggestion was that we create an opt-in list that's available on the city website. So if you want to be emailed any changes in meeting times, places, agendas, minutes, that you can opt into that. And I thought it was a great way to increase public engagement in what we do and knowledge about the city, and a great way to keep the people who want to be up to date. So I would put that request out there for consideration, please. That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Callahan?
And I just have one quick question. Does anybody on council have a problem not being notified about that incident? At least being informed about it. Before we go talk, I'm not talking about personnel issues. Just the fact that nobody on council was notified about it. Nobody here has a question about that. Okay. We'll go to executive session.
Any other new business? Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us for another council year and another good budget. I want to say thank you to the administration and the department heads, as well as their bureau chiefs, for putting together a budget that is responsible to the taxpayers. And I think that's reflected in the amount of pushback that you got from council on that budget, because it was such a balanced, strong budget. So I thank you for bringing that forward. And I just want to say to everyone else, have a happy holiday, and we'll see you next year. This meeting's adjourned.